This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said on Tuesday its forces were operating deep in Gaza City in their battle to wipe out Hamas in the Palestinian enclave, and that the Islamist militant group's leader was trapped inside a bunker. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Israeli soldiers were operating in the heart of Gaza City. He said below the city there were kilometers of tunnels that ran under schools and hospitals and housed weapons depots, communication rooms, and hideouts for militants. Israel gave civilians still trapped inside Gaza City a four-hour window to leave on Tuesday, saying its forces have surrounded the city and are poised to attack. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Gazans were seen heading south on foot to flee the city on Tuesday. Nassim El-Dada is one of them.
We don't know where we are going. We are heading south, as they told us to do. We are walking and don't know where we will go.
The Israeli military posted a video on social media of what it said were Palestinians holding white flags as they moved south in a line. Hamas said the army had forced the people in the video to act that way to humiliate them. Gaza's interior ministry says 900,000 Palestinians are still sheltering in northern Gaza, including Gaza City.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Republican Party members in the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday were joined by families of four of the over 200 hostages taken when Hamas stormed Israeli towns on October 7th, marking 1 month since the aggression.
I'm here because it's been 30 days. Every day is like eternity to me, and I can't wait any longer.
Doris Lieber, who is a parent of one of the hostages.